In the challenges of life's storms, where anxiety wears you down, where can you look to find your anchor amidst the chaos? May I suggest you look up to the sky, to the anchor of promise. Did you finally realize your dream of having a family, only to have your happily ever after turn into a nightmare? Are you constantly second-guessing your parenting, anxious about whether your child will make good choices and remain faithful? Have you neglected yourself to the point that it's taken a personal toll on you? Hi neighbor, welcome to Anchors of Encouragement. I'm Tim Maudlin, husband, adoptive parent, disciple of Christ, and ambassador of encouragement. I too felt the joy of having a family of my own, and I wish we could be like other families. But I found myself up late at night, anxious about my child's future and asking myself, why is this happening? Am I a failure as a parent? It was only by grabbing a lifeline from God and my friends that I was able to navigate the challenges of adoptive life. And now I can't wait to share everything I've learned with you. My mission is to be your friend and encourager, to throw adoptive parents a lifeline and offer biblical encouragement as you partner with Christ, providing stability as your anchor when you need it the most. If you're ready for real and raw talk with strategies and insights that lead to peace beyond comprehension, so you not only survive but thrive in life's storms, this podcast is for you. Hope and healing are on the way. Hi, neighbor. Before I get into today's topic, I want to invite you to be a part of our amazing community. It's on Facebook at Anchors of Encouragement. I'll put a link for it in the show notes. Today, I would like to share with you a story about something that happened to me earlier this week. I was sitting at my desk when I heard a pop-up thunderstorm outside. It was pretty intense. There was a lot of thunder and lightning and a lot of rain. But as quickly as it started, it was over. When I walked downstairs, I noticed that the sun was out. And so that was my cue to walk outside and look to the east. Typically after one of these afternoon thunderstorms, when the sun comes out, I can look to the east and see a rainbow. I looked to where they usually are, but there wasn't anything. I was disappointed because I was just sure there would be a rainbow with all that rain and now the sun was out. I went back inside to get ready to feed my animals when I looked out the kitchen window. This time I looked out to the east, but a little north of where rainbows usually are. And there it was. It was so brilliant. Well, I immediately grabbed my phone, went outside because I wanted to get a picture of this. I went to the top of our property along the fence row and tried to find a place where I could get an unobstructed view of this rainbow. This thing was intense. The colors were just so brilliant. And the thing about this rainbow, from ones that I've usually seen, this was so shallow, so low to the horizon. I could see where it started and where it ended. I came to find out that this was actually a double rainbow. I had missed the one on top of it, but my neighbor just down the road, she got a picture of that too, so she had both of them. But I took a picture of this rainbow, the one that was left, and I posted it on social media. The response was overwhelming. There were dozens of people who liked and commented on this post. It got me to thinking about the significance of rainbows and why we put so much hope into them. And it brought me back to the book of Genesis. I want to read for you from Genesis chapter 9, where rainbows are first introduced. Beginning in verse 8 of Genesis 9, "Then God told Noah and his sons, 'I hereby confirm my covenant with you and your descendants, and with all the animals that were on the boat with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, every living creature on earth. Yes, I am confirming my covenant with you. Never again will floodwaters kill all living creatures. Never again will a flood destroy the earth.' Then God said, 'I am giving you a sign of my covenant with you and with all living creatures for all generations to come. I have placed my rainbow in the clouds. It is the sign of my covenant with you and with all the earth. When I send clouds over the earth, the rainbow will appear in the clouds, and I will remember my covenant with you and with all living creatures. Never again will the floodwaters destroy all life. When I see the rainbow in the clouds, I will remember the eternal covenant between God and every living creature on earth. Then God said to Noah, "Yes, this rainbow is the sign of the covenant I am confirming with all the creatures on earth." One of the things that I find comforting from this passage in Genesis chapter 9, and I read from verses 8 through 17, is that this sign that God gave Noah, this rainbow, was something for all generations to come. It was the sign of the covenant, the promise that God would never again destroy all the earth with water. Now, since the flood, that has not happened. God has kept his promise, and the rainbow is the symbol of that promise. Well, how does that apply with what I asked in the introduction? When we're faced with challenges in life storms and anxiety starts to wear us down, where can we look to find that anchor amidst the chaos? I think we just look up. We look up to the rainbow. Whenever we see a rainbow in the sky, we can know and we can remember God's promise that he would never again destroy the earth with water. He hasn't done that. His promises remain true. And if his promises remain true with the rainbow, wouldn't all of his promises remain true? I would like to read from Deuteronomy chapter 31. In this chapter, there is a transition taking place. A transition from one leader to another, from Moses to Joshua. Moses is now 120 years old, and he is about ready to die. And he is passing the torch, if you will, to Joshua, who will be the person leading the children of Israel into the promised land. But as he's ready to do this, Moses offers some encouraging words, not only to Israel, but to Joshua. He begins in verse 6. Where he says, "So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them." That is the nations that they're going to confront when they go into the promised land. "Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you." Notice what he says. "He will neither fail you nor abandon you." Then Moses called for Joshua, and as all Israel watched, he said to him, "Be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors he would give them. You are the one who will divide it among them as their grants of land. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." I find great comfort in these verses for Israel and for Joshua. But I also find great comfort in these verses for myself, because this same phrase is repeated in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, where there it says, "He will neither fail you nor abandon you." God will be with us. Let's get to your daily doable. When you're facing the challenges of life storms and anxiety begins to wear you down, I want to encourage you to remember the anchor of promise. Remember the rainbow. Whenever you're fortunate enough to see one like I did this week, I hope you'll remember passages like Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. God's promise has stood the test of time. And if God's promise has stood the test of time, his promise he made to Joshua and the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 31, and then to us in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, has also stood the test of time. I hope you find this encouraging. I hope you will grab hold of this anchor when life gets tough. That's all for this episode. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Before I go, I would like to again invite you to join our Facebook community. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. And when you become a member, you'll get to see the picture of the rainbow I took this week. Until next time, this is Tim encouraging you to do what you can now. If this podcast has given you the courage and confidence to face storms in your life, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. Tell a friend about the show. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it in your Instagram stories and tag me at Tim Maudlin. You can also connect with me in my Facebook group, Anchors of Encouragement. So until next time, this is Tim encouraging you to do what you can now.